Hi everybody, and thanks for joining us today on the first edition of Talking Smart Homes. I'm Satya Lumbar, PhD Automation, 10 plus years in the industry with more than 1,000 smart home projects in 15 countries under my belt. Today we'll be talking with Jorge de Oliveira, a serial entrepreneur, smart building designer, and founder of SmartCube and Cube for Metrum. That's two companies dealing with smart home in Luxembourg. So Jorge, thank you again for joining us today and at our first session of Talking Smart Homes. I'm sure you'll be able to look back a couple of years from now and remember your first, you know, because you obviously never forget your first. So by the way, do you remember your first smart home project? So how it all started? Do you have some stories around that, some interesting events, you know? Do you remember your first smart home project?
Yes, of course. First of all, thank you, Satya, for the invitation to be here at One Home Company. Yes, of course. You know, when I start my first project, it was something very funny, because when you start a company and then getting you are happy to get a project. So I the first one I got, it was something that has been started by another company and was not able to finish. So for me, it was I was happy to get the first project, and it was very difficult because I have to find out what they did, and there were a lot of things that were not working. So it was really a big challenge for me. Yeah. But at the end, everything worked, and it was a nice experience, and yes, it's how I start doing projects with SmartCube.
This is of course, I understand it's very difficult to come in the middle of the project. You know, the other company, they left it unfinished, and then you have to finish it, of course. Actually, the main topic I wanted to talk with you about today is the hardship of after service in smart home project. But let's begin elsewhere. I know that you are doing both, like wired systems and wireless systems as well. So I want to know your opinion regarding the types of customers and projects that decide for one or the other. You know, so is there a difference like between customers deciding for a wireless or wired smart home, and also what is the difference between those two kinds of projects?
Yes, I think it's for me, it's not always the customer that has to decide. First of all, I think it's we have to understand what is the requirements of the customer. When we understand the requirements of the customer, and then it depends also of the situation. Is that a new construction, that means a new house that we build, or apartment, or is that something that is still there, and then we have to adapt?
Like a retrofit, right?
Yeah, retrofit, exactly. So in case of a new construction, so I always recommend to do everything by a wire, but sometimes it could be that we have to do a mix of two solutions, wire and wireless. And in the case of retrofit, I think it doesn't make sense to break all the walls and all these things. So there are not too many possibilities. So in this case, we recommend I recommend something that is wireless. But for me, you know, it has to be a solution where we can create a lot of functionalities, sometimes the customer, he only wants a solution, so that's my job to find what could be the best system and also solution that fits to the requirements of the customer, and it's this way that we have to work with the customer.
Yeah, so basically you have to understand the customer and then decide on what kind of functionality you want to offer them, and then
pick the
technology to enable that, right?
Exactly. We have always to find what is the need of the customer, how we can create all these functionalities, and then we try to find the product for that.
Okay. Thanks for the very interesting explanation. Now let us move on to something all smart home integrators, like all the people that are involved in smart home business, know and understand, and that is the after service in terms of, you know, fine-tuning the home, until it meets the user expectations and So what would you say a typical KNX smart home project, when is it finished? What does it take to finish such a project?
Okay, so first, I think for me, a smart home project will never end. But it has to be a good start. That means we have to never end, we have also to create a good design. We have to also, again, we have always to understand the customer and know what the customer wants for the next 10 years. Because when we create a smart home, you know, we can do in one phase, we can do a lot of things. But we can also say, okay, this is the scope that we defined, but we will proceed by phase. But important is to know the completely scope of the customer, and then we start to put things in place, and depending also on the budget and also of the requirements, then we can always go phase by phase and implement then the next steps. But even we do like that, I think the smart home will never end because we have more and more products on the market. And for me, it's also very important not only to work with one system, but make the smart home that we can also later integrate IoT products. Because we find more and more these things, and we find also a lot of people that want to be connected, they have a lot of connected devices. And for me, this, we have to, when we build a smart home, it has to be open to allow connect a
prepared
lot of things.
Prepared for upgrade, right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And then what we do also, and that is very important, is also we have to make to propose a service after mm-hmm. after we finish the smart home. Because I proceed always by two phases. When we start to build the smart home, we define what the customer, how he wants to switch lights, blinds, all these things. It's something that we defined with the customer and is integrated also. And then we come normally six, 7 months later to check now, because the customer needs also time to adapt to the smart home, to this technology. And then we can improve things, or we can change a few things. But after, we propose also a service contract, that it's very important, because you know you have servers in the smart home, so they need some updates, then new function maintenance, and new functionalities, and we can also then propose new functionalities for the customer. Yeah.
But basically, it never finishes.
Basically, it never finishes, and that is also good. That's good for everyone, for the system integrator, and also for the customer, because sometimes the customer needs also someone that is following him. You know, that is explaining what is new on the market, what we can improve, what we can do, and mm-hmm. people want that also.
Okay, and which functionality would you say generates the most after service, you know, so like in terms of like lighting, shading, heating, maybe the weather station, you know, which one is like the one that is that requires you to work to do the most input after the project is already finished, even though it's never finished?
It depends. It depends on the projects. You know, you can go. We have sometimes very very simple projects, and that can end to very complex projects. If you start to integrate weather stations, then effectively then we start to have a bit more a complexity, because sometimes the customers want to automatize a certain functionalities, like when it starts to get dark, switch on a few lights, make the blinds down. But it gets more complex when we start to integrate other functionalities like audio and also the doorbells to the system. So sometimes it requires also from us much more work, and also after we finish the project, we have to come back to review some parameters, because one short parameters and then things are not working like the customer wants, and I call that fine tuning.
And the customers really expect like perfect functionality, right? So like if there is some small thing wrong, it's a big deal, right?
It depends on the customer, but I have customers that are very, it has really to work perfectly.
Do you have any ideas or suggestions, you know, what would need to be done maybe in the sales process or in the integration process? You know, how the project should be driven, you know, in order to minimize this after service, in order to, you know, be able to finish the project and then come to the project less times than, you know?
Yeah, I can exactly explain how we have to proceed for that. We need a smart building designer, because the smart building designer will discuss the functionalities with depending on the requirements of the customer. All these functionalities, you know, when you decide that you want to integrate the weather stations to manage your blinds. So in this case, you have to integrate different mancrafts of the project. That means the electrician, the company that will install the windows and the blinds. And this is very important, because in this case, when we have the smart building designer, this person will also coordinate the whole project with all these, how can I call that, the mancrafts that are working on the project. And because we have for lighting, we have electricity, we have heating, we have for a network. And when the functionality is validated by the customer, then the smart building designer has to discuss with all these people that are part of the project, and then we are sure that we will be able to automatize or to create this functionality as described and validated by the customer. And then we are sure that everything will work, because we discuss all together and everyone is bringing his competence. And then the system integrator is much more easier, because everything is there as planned, it works as planned, so he only needs to do the programmation for the integration. So in this case, when we work like that, then we are sure that at the end of the project we will have less problems with the customer, and also with all the parts of people that are working on the project.
So this is actually the problem of a lot of those projects, right? Because you just have like an electrician and a customer, and the electrician like will try to take on the role of a smart building designer, but of course he's not maybe qualified to do it, or and then you get like these bad examples, you know.
I don't want to make them as bad, but to be honestly, my experience shows that when I go to smart homes that have been created by this kind of people, electrician, it's not the best way to go. I explain you why, because then the electrician is only looking the electricity part, but as I explained before, you know, we will have also the networking, so we'll have a server, we need to have also more competences on IP. We will have also the heating system, so we have also to integrate the heating system.
Fresh air circulation.
Exactly. There are a lot of things in a building today. This electricity is not only the only part, and that's why for me it's wrong to say when I do a smart home I take an electrician. No, you need to take really a smart building designer, because his competences is transversal. He is discussing with all the different
parties, like stakeholders.
Stakeholders. And this is for me the only way to create really a smart project.
Really nice explanation, thanks. I also wanted to brush On another topic, which is like smart home as a service, because I know that in your new company you are really exploring that. So do you think that like this after service can be like evaluated financially and like charged to the customer after, you know, after the project is finished, but then you still need to do some work? So can this be like, you know, monetized?
Yes, you can do it, because I did it. It's not easy. You have really also to bring an add value to the customer, because the customer will pay a monthly fee for that. So you really need to bring him also something for the money. Yes, so again, you have also to define the service and to explain how we proceed. We defined also three types of services, and for each type of services we put also a price. So depending of the needs of the customers, you can then choose then the service that fits the best for him, and then then if he accepts this monthly fee, it's okay then. But for the customer, it's very important to have to know that that the smart home will be all the time updated, that we will be able to have new functionalities. And because a smart home is also something that is not living, you know, it's
like
not
a life,
you,
life
it's not
thing,
a
right?
one shot project. Yeah. It's something that your smart home has to be smart also in 10 years, and not only do something now and then finish. And that's why the customer needs to be to have a partner or a service provider that is there for him and to help him in maintaining the home.
Yeah, because I think a lot of, you know, involve stakeholders, especially on the integrator side or smart building designer side, actually are thinking about doing this smart home as a service, but nobody is able actually, or I don't know many people that are able to really bring it to the market. You know, so what is the concept you're using here, and how does it work for you, this kind of concept?
Because in my case, everything starts with the concept. Even the concept of the smart home, the concept I propose to the customer is not based on a product, on a protocol. It's really based on a solution. And the same way, when you are able to bring a solution, a concept to the customer, and the customer attached to this mm-hmm. concept and the solution, then it's also very easy to sell him the service, because in the service is the continuous of the concept, you know. Mm-hmm. If you are a bit creative, have a few ideas, and you can bring that to the customer, it has to bring also net value. That's the important point. Then it's not so complicated.
Yeah, because in the end, it's good for, you know, the professional, and it's good for the customer as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Basically, you just have to convince them, yeah. And then everybody is better off, right?
You think, for me, everything has to be always a win-win solution. It's a win-win for the service provider, because he can make money and he has all the time a work. But it's also very good for the customer, because the customer is always updated. The system is working well, and so he's also... It's a way to be also to be relaxed and to be
And if something happens, like water in the kitchen, something, he knows that he's covered.
Exactly,
in that area,
exactly.
Right?
And for me, you know, also the idea to bring this to the market is also that everybody is stressed today. You know, you don't have time to check all these things. We have more and more technique in a building. We have. Compared to 10, 15 years before, we have ventilations, we have a heating system that
much
is
more electrical
much more,
devices,
much more.
Yeah.
And also sometimes, you know, people are not really understanding how it works, the technology, So for me, it's very important to provide them an easy solution that explains there is a problem. Mm-hmm. And they only have to see, oh, we have a problem somewhere. Because if the system or the solution is not bringing them to the customer, it could be that you will not see that. Mm-hmm. And then, you can then have big damages. Huh? So in this case, it's nice to alert that there's a problem, but also to give him direct the solution. You can do it, or we can do it, or we can find your service provider. And this is what the customer needs.
Yeah, great. Okay, George, thank you for this nice discussion. I asked all the questions I wanted to ask, so maybe do you have something to add in the end?
But I'm really happy to be here with you and also to share my experience with you and to end this session. So thank you very much for the questions and also for this interesting discussion.
Yeah, thank you as well. So this concludes our first session of Talking Smart Homes. Thank you for being with us. Post questions in the comments section, and don't forget to catch the next episode. Same one home time, same one home channel. Au revoir.